Hello, dear friends. This is Moment of Harmony, Day 19th. Moment of Harmony with Euripides Barsanulfo, the educator, the man, the brother, the caregiver, the teacher, the illuminated spirit on the earth, who has been working with Jesus for many lives. For us, Euripides Barsanulfo represents the educator sent by Jesus to the earth to calibrate ourselves in greater harmony, visualizing ourselves as flames of God. Let us not forget, as Kardec asked the spirits, we're flames of God, and we vibrate. So everything is vibrational measurement. Tonight, we're going to talk about vibrational measurement. Where are we in life? Euripides Barsanulfo is asking a very important question. As a wonderful educator, he is leading us into more harmonized lives. Tonight, he's going to ask us a very important question. A question that brings us back to the teachings of Jesus and also of Spiritism. When Allan Kardec asked the spirits, how can we progress more steadily and avoid mistakes? The answer of the spirits is published in the spirits book. They answered, a sage of antiquity said, know thyself. And from there on, there is a thesis, like a dissertation on it, that the spirits bring to us, telling us about how important it is for us to know ourselves. We cannot harmonize ourselves just by in the click of a button. There's no dash button on self-improvement. It has to be worked upon with will and effort, and it's always about learning the new, repeating it until we get it automated. Inevitably, we all evolve according to the pace of new acquisitions that are repeated, become automated, and then we learn the new, and the new becomes repeated, says André Luiz in Evolution in Two Worlds. It's all about effort and repetition. That redefines our pathway in education of ourselves and of children, youth, anyone. There is no way to learn without making an effort. But making an effort doesn't mean we're going to extenuate ourselves. It means we're going to put intention on what we're doing. That's what effort is all about. We're going to put our will and our intention onto what we're doing. Many people extenuate themselves doing their homework. Tell your children. Sometimes they're going to say, oh, I'm so tired. I have been doing this homework for an hour, but their minds have been elsewhere. Tell them, breathe in and out. Tell them stories, funny ones. You know, the mentors once, they told us, like, if you tell them funny stories, it makes them relax and do what they need to do in a funny way, in a more enjoyable way. Like, you know, you're meditating, like, breathing in and out. Breathe in and out. Bring yourself to where your body is. Feel the warmth of your body. Now focus. What you're reading there. Focus. Bringing the mind where the body is. You can more quickly do what you need without spending too long, too many hours, because we're splitted. And that's exactly what Professor Euripides Barsanulfo is going to tell us now. Are you ready? Yes? Everybody in the classroom? I am. You are. So Let us join, let us put ourselves mind and bodies, wherever you are, if you're walking, driving, cleaning, or just sitting, surfing Facebook while listening to this. Okay. But Professor Oedipus now is asking you to pay attention to him. Okay? Let us listen. The message is short. Take a look. It's short. But he wants your full attention. Shall we practice it? This is the practice of mindfulness. Breathing in and out. In the present, open the ears, active listening. Professor Oedipus is telling us all now. Brothers and sisters, the time has arrived. We enter the vertex of the road where two lines, that of good and the one of evil, intersect, forming a basic angle of transition necessary to the evolution of the planet. In which side are you? In which side are you? It is necessary to define your position before your conscience. It is necessary to define the true sector in which you are situated according to your tendencies and vices. Apart from such knowledge regarding yourselves, the foundations of spiritual progress that you have been longing for will not be processed. Therefore, there should be an accounting of thoughts and impulses that vibrate in the course of the task, of your entertainment, of your relationship with other individuals. The result from such analysis will be the whole foundation of our evolutionary initiation. My brothers and sisters, dedicate yourselves to the divine work of love, seeking your inner renewal. The voices of the good are warning you in the path of light and love. Open your ears to the message of the messengers of the Lord, who want nothing other than your ascension to God, our Father. May God protect you now and forever. Professor Oedipus, on June 23rd, 1955. Isn't that striking? In the previous message, he was telling us about the planetary transition, asking several questions. He comes back, reinforces it. He's telling us that right now, the time has come. He repeats, because he's a wonderful educator. And he says, we are at the crossroads of life. There is the good, the harmony, serenity, peace, love, and there is the absence of it. Where are we? He says, we need to assess. So today is assessment time. Where are we in? He says we need to register, observe, like statistically, regarding our thoughts and impulses, our tendencies and vices, where we are. Because right now on the earth, we need to define ourselves. We no longer can spend more than 50% of our time on the opposite road of the good, the ignorant road, the absence of good road. We call it, just for lack of better terms, evil. But don't be shocked by it. It's just the absence of the good. Like, light exists. It's a specific force, physics says. Darkness is just the absence of it. It doesn't exist. The same for evil and the good. Good is all there is. And it's on us to co-author the production, the multiplication of the talents. So, where are you? 50% above the good? Because in our world of regeneration, the regenerative world, the one that is going to promote our renewal, may begin today for us, or may have already begun for some of us. We just need to keep it up, because others are joining in. But are we already there? And that's what he's asking. Is majority of our thoughts and feelings, words and actions during a day, one day, more of good things or not? That's the main question. So let us say, statistically, we needed to be above 50% on the work of the good, minimum, to be in synchronicity with the proposal that is given to the planet at this moment of transition. So how do you assess? That's our homework in the next 24 hours. He's asking us, which side are you in? It's very empowering. He's telling us, you can make a choice, you can decide, I can decide. So he's asking, it is necessary to define your position. You need to verify where you are according to your tendencies and your vices. He says, without this knowledge, our spiritual progress is not going to happen. At the human level, consciousness is inevitable. Awareness is imperative. We no longer progress just because. At our level, we need to be aware that we are making choices towards the good. The difference between the previous stages of evolution is free will and consciousness, awareness, different levels. Where we are now, it requires that voluntary decision, which means voluntary means volence means will, vontade, will. It requires our will. So it's on us to make a decision. He's asking us, we need to register, to account, to count thoughts, impulses, during our daily tasks, during our entertainment, during our interactions with others. And that's how we register. We outline. Am I being more positive or still very negative? Am I being constructive or destructive? Am I going towards the impulse of life or of death? The educator, Euripides Barsanulfo, is asking us to write it down, to observe. And then what do you do? What if, by any chance, you verify that you're not above the 50% in the good? Don't worry, he says it. He says, dedicate then yourself to the divine work of love, seeking your inner renewal. So he's telling you, if you verify that you're not above the midline, which is 50% good versus bad, apply yourself. The work of the good, the work of love, helping yourself and others. First with ourselves. I cannot encourage anyone if I don't know how to do it with me. Some people say, Vanessa, I help everybody and I forget about my needs. I don't think so. Maybe you think you're helping people, but I don't think so. Because we can only help people when we know how to help ourselves first. It's an illusion. I help my whole family, but probably you're not helping. You're probably imprisoning others in dependency towards you. Oh, they depend on me. Without me, I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't be anything. No. Don't be the savior, because the savior is only God. Remember the drama triangle? Cartman observed that all the dramas in our lives begin when we try to be the savior of people. Without me, my family doesn't exist. Without me, my spiritist center doesn't exist. Without me, X, Y, Z people don't progress. Okay, rephrase it. Without God. Because once we become play the savior, we'll be disappointed and we'll be frustrated, become victims. A victim no longer stays there self-pitying themselves. They become angry. That anger can be externalized and actually physically assaulting people, or morally assaulting people, or verbally assaulting people, or spiritually harassing people, becoming obsessors, whether we're incarnate or not. Remember, in the book Thought and Life, about obsession, it says the majority of the cases of obsession happen from incarnate to incarnate. But once we become the persecutor of somebody, we no longer stay there for too long, because one time we're going to feel guilty. And then when we feel guilty, we begin the drama again. Oh, see, that's why they need me. And we begin anew. So, rid yourself of this illusion and help ourselves. He says here, seek your inner renewal. Seek the good in you. In you. Let's seek the good in ourselves. Remember when our dear Emmanuel in the book Living Spring says to us about slander, okay? He says, the day we talk ill about somebody, it could be you, yourself. You talk bad about yourself, criticizing yourself. That moment, at that very moment, he says, literally, we're renouncing the title of co-worker with God, to become critics of God's work. You are God's sculpture. You cannot badmouth yourself. You can't. You shouldn't. You must not. I think you must not, because it's the law of God, of love. So we need to say, right? So thank you for reminding us. God counts on me. I am precious. Let us repeat, because Saul brought it back to us. Thank you, Saul. God counts on me and I am precious. God counts on me. I am precious. I am learning. I am evolving. You don't need to write a business card telling people your name and the title. But I am not good enough at this, that, and the other. Please don't do this. Those greeting cards are not good. You just say your name, and at the bottom you write, child of God. That's it. Yes, an eternal learner. learning to serve. Right? That's our goal, because God counts on us. We are precious. Eurípides Barçanufo says we need to write down where we are, says ourselves, which side are we in? Time has come, no longer we're gonna be allowed to go by unaware of who we are, where we are. Others, it's their problem, but they are counting on us. If you woke up for spirituality through Spiritism before everybody else in your circle of friendships and family, there is a reason why. Don't demand on anybody else. Do what you have to do, and do it well, because others will depend on you to come this way. Responsibility really mounts. Unfortunately, that's what it is, but God trusts in you. Why don't you trust in yourself, right? And he says, you're not alone. The voices of the good are bringing you to the path of light and love. Open your ears to the message of the messengers of the Lord, who really want you to progress. Do you have any doubt? Why does a spirit such as the Professor Eurípides Barçanufo, who could be living in another constellation, is still here with us, reminding us of this? Because love exists. Love is law of God. Okay? Right, Karina Lisi? I want to be an eternal learner, and you are, my friend. You already are constantly learning, and you inspire us, Karina. So friends, tonight we're being asked to make this assessment. Shall we? Take one piece of paper before you go to bed. Write down. Where do you think you are? The crossroads of life. More of the good or not? If not yet, do the good and renew yourself. Tell yourself, I can do it. And believe that you are not alone. There are good spirits with you. We're being called by these illuminated minds to boost our progress. Believe in it. You are being called. There is a reason. Why? Only God knows. But you know, there is nobody who is more than you. Before God, we are loved equally. We are awaited equally for our progress. Nobody is more of a child of God. So if you look at somebody and feel that they are already on the path, believe. God loves them as much as he loves you. They are not more loved because they are already there. We are equally loved. God loves us all the same since day one. His love doesn't change for us. What changes is our awareness of God's love. Can you feel his love? Yes. Right, Rudy? It's a lot of gratitude inside of us to be here present. This is the message for tonight, friends. This is the message. Let us assess ourselves in the next 24 hours. Right, sunshine? And move forward, because there are only beautiful things ahead of us. Challenges happen because we are about to graduate from this phase of our evolution. Everything else is gonna be new opportunities to grow, to progress, and to serve. Let us stay with this message. And until tomorrow, God willing, friends.